Sefer HaMitzvot is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvot. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn three mitzvot. They are all about a person who kills someone, chas v'shalem. Is it okay to kill a person? No way! Hashem does not want us to kill people. It is even one of the Aseres Hadibros. If a person kills someone by mistake, what should he do? The Torah tells us he needs to run to an ir miklat. Can you say ir miklat? Good. An ir miklat is a special city for this. Even though he only killed someone by mistake, it is a very big mistake. He needs to stay in the ir miklat and he is not allowed to leave. Today's first mitzvah is that if someone kills another person by mistake, the Beis Din needs to tell him to stay in the ir miklat. Do you think someone would want to stay in the ir miklat? Some people might want to stay, but some people might not want to stay in the ir miklat. Maybe they will say to the Beis Din, if you let me go away from the ir miklat, I will give you a lot of money. Do you think the Beis Din should say okay? No, he needs to stay in the ir miklat. That is today's second mitzvah. A person who killed someone by mistake has to be in an ir miklat. The Beis Din is not allowed to take money from him instead. What if someone didn't just make a mistake? What if they killed someone on purpose, chas v'shalem? Uh-oh, that is not the right thing to do. The Beis Din might need to punish that person. We might be very angry at him. We might want to punish that person right away. But the Beis Din can't just punish him right away. They first have to do what the Torah says to make sure it is the right thing to do. They need to find people who saw what happened and ask them a lot of questions. They need to make sure that this person really did it. That is today's third mitzvah. It is a mitzvah that the Beis Din should not punish a person for killing someone unless they first do what the Torah says to make sure that he should get punished. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvot. That's great!